This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And great afternoon to you upstate listeners. You're listening to Upstate Outdoors on 106.3 WRD with Philip Gentry and Boat Girl.
Happy weekend. Finally quit raining for a minute.
Yeah, time to get cold.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm not going to say it's a typical February because there's no such thing these days as a typical February. Boat Girl's telling me it's like the wettest, the last, so far 2020 has been the wettest of any 6 weeks.
6 weeks
in
ever.
History, ever?
Yeah, ever.
Outside of biblical times, I reminded her.
Right.
Because there was 40 days and 40 nights there. It rained pretty substantially.
But you can't decide where it's going to be cold,
back
raining,
in Noah's day.
Snowing.
Yeah. So, we got a great show on tap for you today. I'm not even going to say a great show. We have got a most excellent show for you today because after the Upstate Outdoors blog, which is no small feat in and of itself, we have got legendary outdoor hunter Jim Shockey is going to be on the show with us today.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, it is. Jim's accomplishments are pretty much anything that you could ever hunt.
He's hunted.
And Jim's actually going to be in South Carolina next month, 22nd and 23rd.
He does
a golf classic as a benefit for Freedom Hunters. It's an organization that takes our military veterans and active service members on hunting trips. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Jim Shockey. It's one of those things where you're like, what am I going to say? I mean, you know, so we had the opportunity to get Jim on the show, and how do you turn that down? But,
going to hope for the best.
We're going to hope for the best, yeah. So we got that. Looking forward to that. Then and probably going to keep Jim through the hours as long as he can tolerate us.
We're going to try to talk him into going.
Yeah. And so we'll jump into the Roadkill Cafe during the second hour. And Boat Girl told me, she said, I've been trying to eat smart, so I'm going to put really really calorie-laden dishes on the Roadkill Cafe.
If I can't eat it because I'm trying to eat healthy, at least I'm going to talk about it. And it is chicken fried venison cube steak with gravy.
Really?
We
should have done like a caribou or
a moose
or a musk ox. I bet you Jim Shockey's got a good moose recipe.
I bet you he does.
We should ask him that.
We should.
Remind me that
we'll ask him if we can substitute the venison for moose or elk or.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably could.
Oh, yeah.
But, last weekend was Crappy Madness weekend and Crappy Madness, Woodruff Road Madness weekend as well.
And weather.
And I got asked this question multiple times from folks there, and I thought, well, maybe I'll address that when I get back on the radio. And that is, where are some good places to fish from the bank? What are some good techniques or tactics to use when you fish from the bank?
I got asked that in Target last week.
Where's a good place to fish from the bank?
I don't have a boat, but where can we fish from the bank? And I'm like,
But that's not the question you asked Boat Girl, is where to fish from the bank.
And I don't know the answer to that, so I'm going to learn something
from
here.
The dock. So we're going to talk about it. I actually found this on wiredtofish.com, so we'll talk about that. And then probably can't help you with fishing from the bank, but definitely if you're looking for a fishing guide to take you up on either Lake Hartwell, or I think he's fishing Lake Joe Cassie this time of year. We're going to talk to our buddy, Captain Steve Pietrzykowski from Fishkey Business.
He's been with us a few times before. Great guy.
Yeah, Steve just got off his honeymoon. They got married a while back, but probably, I don't know. I don't know what, You know, it's one of those, we'll do the honeymoon later because the fish are biting.
I don't think he wanted to go on his honeymoon during hunting season.
Is that what, that's what it was, because we talked with him, I think, back during last summer.
It was like the beginnings of bow season, I think, and he had just gotten married, but they went on their honeymoon just recently. I guess after January 1st, it's okay to go on your honeymoon.
let's wait till after hunting season's over, then we'll go on our honeymoon.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. So, and then we'll round out today's show with our calendar of events.
We got a few.
And then our parting shot today is a story about a, not from this country, but it's a kid, and I think it's Indonesia, who was stabbed in the neck by a needlefish.
Ew. And I saw the pictures of that on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaked me out.
I'll have to stick that on the Upstate Outdoors Facebook page when we get done so people can see.
He did not die.
No, he didn't die.
I mean, but it's still pretty, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So really can't give you much of a this happened to Boat Girl and I week in the outdoors because, I mean, all we've done is sit and watch it rain.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and we have seen the lakes.
Yeah.
But we have not attempted to fish in the mud.
No. I mean, these days you're going to have to hook up the plow to the tractor and run the combine across the lake to try to find a fish now.
It's going to take a couple weeks for it to calm down. And everywhere's high water. It doesn't matter whether high muddy water. It doesn't matter whether it's Hartwell. I mean, a lot of the creeks are just stained in a bad way. Hartwell, obviously Greenwood. Even further down into Murray, I heard this week, is just muddy. And that's very unusual for down there.
Yeah, I did see, now I don't know about the mud content, but I saw that the dam on the Lake Marion, the upper of the Santee Cooper, was running full bore. And that's another thing that you'll see, and probably the worst one that I've seen, looking at the internet, was like watery because there was a real danger of going over the dam.
They are actually flooded. I know I read something a couple days ago that Hartwell was thinking about opening floodgates, but I don't know if they did or not. I'll have to check up on that.
Yeah, they were holding. They said they still had some capacity left, and I guess you kind of, when everybody downstream from you is
watery's gates
full,
are open.
Yeah, they're flat
gates
open.
Are open. I don't know. I don't know about Hartwell yet. I have to look that up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tell you what, just trying to get rid of a lot of water, And speaking of the fishing, anytime that they're doing that, usually current is good for fishing, but that works to a certain point.
Right.
But when they're running the floodgates and pulling water,
it's not great.
And Lake Greenwood, for example, the lake was down. They dropped it down, so they ran water out to get it below rule curve.
Right.
And then, it filled up from Thursday week ago, like overnight.
Four feet.
And so then they're having to drop it back down because they got to get back below rule curve for, the forecasted rain. So I don't know. If anybody knows when all this rain's going to stop, let me know.
Well, we got a little break, but it's going to do it again next week. So we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of breaks, we're going to go to ours now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about last chance for goose hunting here in the Upstate.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, well, with much respect to Donna Summer, Boger's like, I can't believe
he's
did
singing
disco.
Disco on the radio.
On the radio for Goose Season, but that's what the Upstate Outdoors blog about is last chance for Canada goose hunters. For love. Anyway, those that love to goose hunt. Canada geese, sky carp, for all these seemingly carefree lifestyles that Canada geese enjoy in the upstate of South Carolina, the life of a goose is actually pretty treacherous. The reason for that is because resident Canada geese have a longer open season on them than any other waterfowl species.
That's because there's so many of them.
That's right. And there used to not be. Now, you may recall seeing multitudes of the large gray and black birds lounging around the lake or the local park or the golf course during the spring and summer, but come September 1st, the first of four hunting seasons for Canada geese occupies the whole month. So you got early season, the whole month of September.
Okay.
And then later, there's a week or so at Thanksgiving when the Canada geese are legal to hunt, along with most of the other waterfowl species. The typical duck season is that week of Thanksgiving and about a 10-day break. And then you got the third season that extends from mid-December until the end of January. All the while, the birds, again, have to be mindful of their surroundings. They don't want to land into, you know, hey, look, there's who's that? Let's go down there and check out and see what they're doing. Kapow! But just when it seems waterfowl season is over for good, an extended late season is available this year, and it has been in most years. It runs from about Valentine's Day. This year it does run from February 14th until February the 29th. So you got 2 weeks and one extra day because it's leap year.
Yeah.
To hunt geese. And late season hunting for Canada geese, and like I mentioned, these are resident birds that no longer have the urge to migrate north or south. They just kind of hang out.
They just decided they liked it here.
Yeah. And they can be as challenging as waterfowling gets. Because as their popularity and their numbers have increased over the years, so has hunting pressure. Now, Greer native Donnie Pearson, good friend of mine, is an avid goose hunter no matter what the season. He says, I'd much prefer to hunt geese around water than out in open fields. I believe it's easier to find them on farm ponds and cattle holes than a grain field. Plus, it's almost impossible to get a farmer or a landowner to let you come on his property to hunt ducks. But you tell them you're looking to kill geese, and they lighten up.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
He said a lot of landowners don't care too much for geese, and they want them off their property, dead or alive. Anyway, although Pearson is a believer in the appeal of decoys for late-season goose hunting, he foregoes much of the traditional waterfowling standards when chasing geese. He said a medium to large farm pond that has a pasture around it is a great place to find geese, even during the late season. Now, when you're hunting these locations, you can forget the fancy blinds and setups. And if you throw a pop-up blind on the edge of a pond, especially one that has very little cover around it, you'll stick out like a sore thumb. And he says, my best success comes from sitting under a tree or a bush, hidden from sight from the air, and just being still.
Makes sense, too.
And let them do what they're going to do. Leave the decoys out there. Now, in order to be legal to hunt geese, waterfowlers must use steel shot, or I should say non-toxic shot, because
right.
There's a lot of
not
different
lead.
Non-lead shot that's no smaller than a size 2, which is Pearson's preferred load, which he uses in his 12-gauge shotgun. He'd rather have more shot than bigger pellets, so he keeps his loads on the lower end of the legal scale. He's also a big believer in improved cylinder chokes, finding that less restriction makes for truer flights of steel shot. A lot of folks believe that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I disagree with that. It says it requires a lot of patience because these geese may fly in first thing, or they may fly in later on the day, or sometimes they're coming in to roost at the end of the day. So basically, he just goes to a farm pond and hangs out.
And waits it out.
Take a catfish rod or something.
You
see
could.
If I can get a bite.
Yeah.
Now, another alternative is open grass or grain fields. That's another option for hunting Canada geese. Field hunting will require the use of a layout blind or natural camouflage because, really, if you're out in the middle of a field, you kind of got to those layout blinds let you kind of dig in
right.
and keep from being seen. And windy, nasty weather days are the best for hunting geese in open fields. The use of calls and motion devices such as flags can help or hurt depending on how much pressure the geese have seen in the area lately. The bag limit for the late goose season is 5 sky carp per hunter per day. Additional waterfowl regulations also apply. They're fairly numerous. The number one is, you know, all the typical, like, you know, only 3. You got to have a choke. I mean, you got to have what am I trying to say? Did you put in your gun so you can only shoot 3?
The
plug.
The plug.
You got to have the plug in your gun.
I wanted to say the slug, and I'm like, no, not
only,
the slug.
Only three shots and steel shot, and you got to have waterfowl stamp and all
that. It is not.
All that other stuff. All you duck hunters already know what you got
to
have.
It is not legal under any circumstances to hunt them in the grocery store parking lot, even though there's plenty of them there.
Man, if I had a dollar.
I saw some at the Publix the other day, and I'm like, well, okay. They were just a honking, hanging out in the little grass median.
We got. So you usually only see them in the springtime, but there's some. I kid you not. There's a. I don't know if you call them a brace or geese. And I know ducks. If you kill, you know, 2 of them is a brace.
Right.
But anyway, there are some geese who hang out on the Lowe's, on the roof of the Lowe's over here across the parking lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
And they've got that water retention pond on the other side of the Lowe's there that they can, you know, go swim around in. And a lot of times they'll be out here eating grass on the side of the radio station parking lot.
So those geese that are on the top of the Lowe's building are also illegal to hunt.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Do not even think about it.
Yeah. And you know, that's the thing about geese is, I mean, you walk up to them there, they've learned, you know, they're almost like pigeons in that respect.
Some
they're
of them are flat out mean, though.
Yeah, I mean, most of them generally are. They don't like you to get too close, but they've learned that, man, I'm going to just kind of hang out around people, but not necessarily next to people.
Well, I just think that, like, your city geese,
yeah,
like the ones in the grocery store parking lot stuff, they know that nobody walking in and out of the grocery store is going to hunt them. They're just going to walk by.
That's why they should make that legal. You know, because number one, you know, it'll break that whole trust thing. And then number two, you know, I mean, that's the way, honestly, that's the way I used to goose hunt when they were first, you know, established here and nobody was really hunting them. And a buddy of mine and I used to go out on Lake Harrell and we'd sit on the point. And, man, those things would decoy pretty as you please and fly in. And a lot of times you'd pop up and they'd be like, what?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, that's how they are. The city geese are that way.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, out somewhere they probably wouldn't be that way just because of hunting pressure.
Yeah. Well, we got a break to go to, and then we're going to bring on our much-anticipated guest, Jim Shockey, is going to be on the show with us. So hang on.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, well, in the history of Upstate Outdoors, there's been only a few people that I've felt compelled to refer to as Mr., and one of those is our next guest. A big Upstate Outdoors welcome to Mr. Jim Shockey.
Well, thank you very much for the respect, but you can just call me Jim. That's good.
So just like we were in a hunting camp, right, Jim? Like, hey, help me pull this big moose down the hill, Jim. Or down the hill's easiest, up the hill.
Yeah, let me tell you something about pulling moose. It's not easy no matter which direction you're going, up or down.
And that is awesome. And for some of our listeners who maybe are not familiar with your work, you are a producer and host currently of three different hunting television shows, of course, Jim Shockey's Hunting Adventures, which is a favorite of mine, but I would have to say probably the Uncharted show, along with The Professionals, both big fan favorites.
Yeah, I'm obviously a little busy. When I hear you say that, I go, holy cow, we got to do all those shows. But you can add a fourth one to that, Jim Shockey's Shock Therapy. That'll be our show for 2021, starting in, hopefully, in January.
So you just had a little extra time on your hands and figured, why not?
I'll just do one more TV show.
I haven't had extra time on my hands for about 35, 40 years. but we actually gave notice that Uncharted Yukon, Professionals, Hunting Adventures, we're going to let those go by the wayside as of the end of this year. I've been doing this now, 25 years. Hunting Adventures has been on for 17 years.
Right.
So we're gonna kind of spin them all off into this Jim Shockey Shock Therapy, and the other shows will continue to air, but they'll be in reruns. I'm in the back of my mind, I'm hoping we can continue Uncharted Yukon, but time is going to tell that tale.
Do you ever get to hunt without a camera crew there? I mean, is it just weird not having a camera crew there if you do?
Yeah, you know what? I like the camera there because it adds a challenge, a dimension to the hunt that makes it more difficult. And so I'm kind of partial to the camera, and not because I think, oh, look at me. It's I love sharing the experience of the outdoors with people that can't necessarily get out there, and some can, but maybe they can't get to the Yukon. It's our territory is 7.5 million acres, so it's all fly and it's not cheap.
Right.
And if I can bring them along, I'd rather have a cameraman there to share that experience. It would honestly be difficult for me to hunt, I think, without a camera. It would seem maybe, I don't know, like I'm not doing what I should be doing when you have this opportunity. I have a responsibility to share it. So, no, I go with a cameraman almost all the time. But sometimes I got to say the cameraman do get a little irritating. I can barely go to the outhouse without them following along and saying, do this, do that. It's like, really? Like,
well, the benefit,
give it a break, guys.
The benefit of having a cameraman along is when you get in those situations where you've got a moose that's getting ready to charge or a bear that's getting ready to charge, you don't have to outrun the animal. You just have to outrun the cameraman.
Yeah. Have you seen my cameraman? They're like 30 years old and special forces guys. There's no running. I'm pretty well, if something's charging, then I pretty well got to deal with it myself. Now, I guess the joke is I could shoot my cameraman in the leg and then I could outrun him. Those guys are, they really are the special forces of our industry. We got charged last year by a mountain lion, not charged. It was coming to kill me. And the cameraman, he didn't take one step backwards. He's not armed. He's only got a camera. And he stood his ground. It was Taylor Smith, cameraman that's been with us for about 6-7 years. And he captured that you know, cougar trying to kill me.
Wow.
So they're, yeah, these guys are the bravest of the brave. And their job is actually not to run. My job is not to run. However, upon occasion, I've been known to back up really quickly. But their job is they got to keep rolling no matter what's going on.
Well,
that's awesome.
That is dedication there too. And speaking of which, a lot of folks, I mean, Outdoor Life magazine has referred to you as the most accomplished big game hunter of the modern era, and having killed the most free range big game species. But a lot of folks don't realize that you are an active member of the Canadian Armed Forces.
Well, I was for the last 6 years. I actually just retired here a couple months ago, so not many people know that yet. But yeah, I was with four Canadian Ranger Patrol Group up here in Canada, honorary lieutenant colonel. So I had full uniform, full. I mean, I was Armed Forces. I didn't have to come up through the ranks. Unfortunately, for the generals, they kind of bestowed this upon me, as the troops in Canada, because we're on the British system, can actually choose a commanding officer that, you know, I have equal authority of that commanding officer, unless it's a field of battle, then I have to defer to him. But I did my 6 years, so I've just turned in my uniform. So I did my bit. It's never enough, but you do what you can to serve your country.
That is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I've got to ask the question of, because you've hunted almost, well, I won't even say almost, probably every big game animal there is to hunt. And whenever you ask that, the question of most people, they're like, well, it kind of depends on the situation. But what would you say was your best hunt, given the situation of all the animals that you've had the opportunity to hunt?
Oh, that's easy. You know, our daughter Eva's first white-tailed deer, our son Bramlin's first bear, my father's last white-tailed deer. He was 85 years old when he got it, and you know, those hunts are by far the most memorable for me. The world's record, whatever, could walk by me, and that would pale in comparison to being there with, you know, one of my, you know, our children, Bramlin or Eva, or, you know, to be able to hunt again with my dad one more time. I don't care if you know, 230-inch white-tailed deer typical came walking by. I would rather have those hunts with family and even friends. I mean, good friends together in the wilderness. So those are the most important hunts to me, and by far the most memorable.
And that kind of brings up the subject, and I know you've been one to talk about the difference when we talk about trophy hunting animals, and more hunters these days are like, well, I want bigger and better. But you prefer the term of selective hunting.
Yeah, I think trophy hunting nowadays has a negative connotation, and it's too bad, because it, you know, that was hijacked by animal rights groups that really gave it this ugly connotation in our popular press, and it doesn't, you know, that's trophy by definition is a memory of an event or an accomplishment. So that's what a trophy is, and that's what it was intended to be way back when. You know, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, you can look at the old Victorian hunters that went around the world, and they brought trophies back. I mean, people bring trophies back. It's a memory of a place or an event or an accomplishment.
Right.
So somewhere along the way, it got turned into someone that brings a trophy back is someone that just cut the head off the animal and left the whole animal there to rot. And we all know as hunters that that's absolutely illegal for virtually every big game animal around the world, and small game animals. You know, you have to bring all the meat out. It's legislated. It's your responsibility as an ethical hunter, and it always has been. And that's what we've always done. But they've somehow implied that trophy is just the head on the wall. And, you know, fair enough, because these people that don't understand hunting, that are judging hunters, you know, they'll see I'm looking at moose racks on my wall here in our Hahnemann Museum, and someone that doesn't understand it would think, oh, that's why I killed that moose. I cut the head off. No, that's not it at all. You know, my family grew up eating moose. If we didn't, my dad didn't get a moose, we didn't eat meat all winter. You know, I grew up in a trailer park, and my dad brought back the antlers, even though he was an avowed meat hunter. It's a memory of an accomplishment or event. And nowadays, I think selective is a lot better. We take the oldest past breeding age animals out of the population, doesn't affect them biologically. And that's essentially what a real trophy hunter is, as opposed to the popular press version.
And we're talking with Jim Shockey, who is, if I had to put a face on big game hunting in North America, that's our guest that we're speaking with. And, Jim, we're going to go to a quick break now. When we come back, we want to change gears a little bit, which is a little bit unusual for us on Upstate Outdoors. We want to talk about golf a little bit. So,
which we never do.
Yeah, which we never
do. We're going to talk about it.
So for our listeners, ponder that during the break, and we'll be right back with more interview with Jim Shockey.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, welcome back. We are holding over our special guest on Upstate Outdoors, Jim Shockey.
The legendary
Jim Shockey. And we'd mentioned before we went to the break that we were going to talk a little bit about golf. And, Jim, you're going to be here in the Palmetto State next month, March 22nd and 23rd, for the Jim Shockey Classic. Which is a Jim Shockey Classic military tribute event, going to be down at Wild Dunes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We haven't had it at that venue yet. And just by the way, to refer back to your legendary, I am definitely not a legendary golfer, but I love it. It's fun. It's great exercise. And our event raises a ton of money to take members of the armed forces hunting, all expense paid. It's one of the things I'm most proud of in my career in the outdoors is the amount of money that we've raised for the veterans and how many families and people that we've made happy with this event. It's something we're quite proud of. It's in our second year in South Carolina. We ran it for 6 years out in Tucson. But because Evie and Kim, our daughter and son-in-law, and our two grandchildren live out near Raleigh, we decided to hold it out in that direction for the next few years.
Awesome.
That is cool.
Would there be any chance we could get you to come out to up to Greenville, South Carolina, maybe sometime in the next couple of years?
Absolutely. We spend a lot of time, Nana Weezy, my wife of 35 years, long-suffering wife, I might add. We have a place out at Pinehurst, so we're out there quite a bit now, and we spend half the time there and half the time where you've reached me here on Vancouver Island.
Wow, so a lot of travel time between the two of them, and as far as the classic goes, now there's it's a golf tournament, but not so much kind of like you refer to, not so much a hardcore, but it's a fun tournament.
Exactly right. I mean, the idea of this is to raise funds for a great cause. So we've got an auction on the 22nd in the evening, a meet and greet. I'll be there. Eva will be there. Tim, Nana Weezy will be there. Lenny Bowe and even little Boone will be there. So all of our family will be there. Tons of hunters, as I said, raising money at the auction, silent auction. And I think there's an online auction. We've got some great hunts to auction off. And then the actual event is the next day, the 23rd, and it's a scramble event. So it's not a serious, you know, Tiger Woods probably won't show up, I don't think. But, you know, and I don't think the prize monies is great as what a fellow like that would be used to, but it's as much fun as you can possibly have in a day on a golf course. I'll be there waiting on one of the holes. I'll get to golf with every single foursome. And there might be a little betting taking place on that hole, par three, as far as closest to the hole. Is that legal in South Carolina?
So.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, no. Nobody ever bets on the golf course in South Carolina. Yeah, that never happens.
Right. Yeah, we'll be the first. So it'll be a lot of fun. It really, like I say, such a great cause. Everybody is over the moon happy that's attending, and we're all kindred spirits when we're out there, even if we, you know, some of us are slightly better golfers than the other, and some of us are greatly worse golfers than the others. They say, I'm not good at it, but I love the game, and we have a lot of fun, and everybody is invited.
And I'm going to tell you, I am an avowed non-golfer, but I will own up to this. I actually have played the Harborside course at Wild Dunes where the event is taking place. And
it's beautiful.
It's worth going just to see the scenery. You know, you're right there at the end of Isle of Palms. And, I mean, beautiful landscape. I always had trouble concentrating. I was always looking for either tarpon rolling in the surf or, you know, redfish schooling or something like that. So I didn't do much good on the golf course.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's unusual excuses, but we'll give it to you if there's tarpon rolling. Okay. I'll use that same one when I'm on the course going for that KP on the par three.
And now there are the availability. We got some special hotel rate information and also some ticket packages and pricing for about, you know, if you want to come in and join for the whole 2 days and do all the events, or just come in and you know, do 1 day or that. There's a number of different options for golfers who want to come down and just hang out or do the auction only.
Absolutely. You don't have to walk around and play the scramble. You can come to the meet and greet the evening before, or you can be all in on the entire package. It's up to everybody. There's something for everyone there. If you're outdoors lover, there you know, you'll find, if nothing else, other people that are like-minded and be telling some hunting stories, fishing stories. The Freedom Hunters are who we work with, and so that's a charitable organization that you know, they give tax write-offs and whatnot. So there's, you know, this is an official event, and like I say, great cause. You can find all the details on, I believe it's jimshockeyclassic.com, and Freedom Hunters, they've got a website as well that that tells all about every detail about this wonderful event.
That sounds like fun.
And a lot of small businesses are wanting to give back to members of the military, and there's actually an opportunity for this too, because they can partner with you, and you've got sponsorship packages for businesses or individuals that range from Medal of Honor sponsorship all the way down to just a sponsor service member sponsorship. So, you know, rather than, you know, if you're looking to, hey, how can I give back to our military? I mean, you've already got a program started in looking for sponsorships to partner with you.
Yes, we do. And you know, we've got one partner that prefers to remain anonymous, that donated $25,000 already. So, you know, the sky's the limit. Obviously, it's a great cause and a worthy cause. So, but they can also be right down to, you know, $20. I mean, anything, every single penny that people donate to this cause is it goes to a worthy cause. So, like I say, there's something for everybody. And if they go to that JimShockeyClassic.com website, they can find a position that they're comfortable with, even if they don't attend.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir. And the Jim Shockey Classic is going to be March 22nd, March 23rd, Wild Dunes Resort on the Isle of Palms. Jim, thanks for being a guest on the show. And I really want to extend my sincere gratitude to you for I've got a son who is about 3 years in the Air Force. And I tell you what, the outpouring of support and love that people have for our service members, I mean, it just means the world to me.
Well, you know, please thank him for his service. And I always say it, we do our best, we do what we can, but honestly, it's never enough. We live in this wonderful country, Canada and the United States, with our freedoms because of the sacrifices of the members of our armed forces. So, as
Absolutely.
I said, we do our best, and any support for this event would be greatly welcome.
Awesome. Well, we'll be putting it on the airwaves from now until the event. So, Jim, thanks for being on the show with us, and God bless, and just keep up the good work.
I promise, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care.
You bet.
All right. So, again, that website is freedomhunters.org. If you are looking for information.
And there's still registration available
for
that.
Oh, yeah. They're still doing tons of that. And also you can go to JimShockeyClassic.com. Great cause. Great guy.
Awesome guy. And, you know, all he does for the military and promoting conservation and ethical hunting. He's just a super all-around guy.
All righty. Well, we're going to go to our break now, and we'll be back at the after the break at the end of the hour with the Roadkill Cafe.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.